morning, praise the Lord.
早上好，感谢主，赞美主。
So very glad that the Lord has enabled us to gather together under this headship.
非常喜乐，在他的元首的带领下面，我们今天早上可以在这里聚集。
It is the Lord's desire to speak to us every time we gather together.
每一次我们这么聚集，都是主他的意愿要向我们说话。
The Lord cannot hold himself back, but speak and talk to us and to see the joy he has poured into our hearts.
主他不能控制他自己，要把他的话向我们说。这个时候就允许我们可以看到他心里那个满意的喜乐。
Let us start with his word, Revelation chapter 4.
现在我们来读一些主的话。
And the last verse.Revelation chapter 4 and the last verse.
先看启示录的第四章最后一节。
Yes, let us read together.
让我们一起来读。
Both in English and Chinese.
中文英文一起来。
Worthy art thou, our Lord,
你是配得荣耀
To receive glory and honor and power. For thou didst create all things.And because of thy will, they existed and were created. Loving Father, we are very grateful that you have gathered us together at your feet.
爱我们的神呐，主，我们感谢你是在你的恩典里面，我们聚集在你脚前。
O Lord, you are more eager to talk to us than we to listen to you.
主啊，你如此的渴望与我们说话，比我们愿意听你的话语更要渴望。
So Lord, speak to us, talk to us.
所以主啊，你对我们说话，与我们交谈。
And make us very attentive listeners.
而且让我们成为那个可听的人。
Pour yourself into us, O Lord, as you have desired from before the foundation of the world.
主啊，就按照创世以前你的心意，把你自己倾倒在我们里面。
And prepare us for the soon coming of your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
来预备我们，让我们可以迎接你的儿子主耶稣基督的再来。
Only you speak, O Lord, not this vessel.
不是我们这些器皿在说话，是你在说话。
And Lord, may we all experience.Individually, our Lord speaking to us.
我们都可以经历你向我们每个人说话。
We ask all these in the most highly exalted name, the only name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们如此的祈求是奉天地之间至高的名、唯一的名、主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
The title of this message today, dearly beloved, is Christ the Union.
今天早上我们今天的题目是那与基督的联合。
Christ the Union. There are so many scriptures that we'll read as we go on.
今天有许多的章节，当我们一边交通一边会来读这些
章节。To save time.
是为着时间的缘故。
Dearly beloved. So as we read that from the 11th verse of the 4th chapter of book of Revelation,It is like taking a story book and going to the last page and to see what's the end.
亲爱的蒙爱的，今天我们来读启示录第四章第十一节的时候，就像我们拿到一本故事书，已经翻到最后一页看到结果一样。
How the all plot comes together at the end and brings the joy of the maker of that novel or the story.
那每一个方面到最后都已经启示出来，让我们看到这个故事它的里面的内容，它们的主题到底是什么。
Dearly beloved, this book is the joy of God.
亲爱的蒙爱的，这个是神的话。
In this book you see his joyful heart, his heart filled with joy and pleasure.
在这本书里面，你们看到我们的神，他心里面的喜悦，何等的喜悦。
He created this creation, you know why? Because he was pleased. He was full of joy
It is known as the ancient joy of the Creator's creation.
弟兄姐妹们，我们被创造是在他的意志的喜悦里面被创造的，在这个创造里面充满了他心里面最喜欢的那些事。
God, when he comes, you know, to Moses, he says, I am.
当神向着摩西来显现的时候，他向摩西说：“我的名字就是我是。”
And you'd be surprised to know that I am, we know very well, even in Hebrew language, it is a verb.
那如果我们知道这个希伯来文的话，这个他的名字其实是一个动词，是我是。
Nowadays, as we look at all the corporations of the corporate world, they emphasize on performance, doing things. They want doers.
今天在我们这个时代呢，是在一个企业的文化里面，企业需要的就是那些可以有业绩的人。
But what is happening?
但是现在发生的是什么呢？
As we all observe,
我们都看到。
There is much talk of performance, but there is any perfect, profitable production.
我们强调业绩，但是呢，我们不知道什么是完全。
Why?
为什么？
Because they want to do from the doers who are not doers.
因为他们的这个根据是做事的人。但是这些人却不是真正能做完美的事情的人。
There is not the makeup of that being that can make things.
并不是被创造的人来做事。
But when it comes to God, He is the perfect being.
但是如果我们讲到神的话，他是那完美的所事。
So today, as we see, that the Lord wants to hear Him today, His word today, and especially Himself.
所以今天我们来是要听神的话，他自己的话。
When we read this 11th verse, we came to know that there is a purpose.
当我们读到这第十一节的时候，我们可以看见这里面讲到一个旨意。
The whole thing of creating, you know, God has a purpose, the Creator has a purpose.
当这些被创造的时候，创造主他是有一个旨意的。
But this purpose is in God, not in man, not in creation only.
但是这个旨意不光只是在被创造的里面，是在创造主里面。
We can very reverently say,that this creation is by him, of him, and for him, and for his pleasure of his will.
所以带着敬畏的心，我们可以这样说，他的创造是借着出于是为了他意志所喜悦的。
But as we read this book from the beginning,We see the first two verses of the first page of Genesis that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
在这本书最开始的那两节讲到，起初神创造天地。
And he brings us another one more mystery and he says the earth was without form and void and there was chaos.And the Spirit of God enveloped, hovering over the face of the sea.
然后又有一节是非常奥秘的，讲到这个地呢是渊面黑暗，然后呢神的灵运行在水面上。
Let me tell you, this is his story. His story, and he begins with a mystery.
那让我跟大家讲，这本书这个故事开始的时候是从一个奥秘的。
And this, the rest of the book is, you know what? Bringing forth mystery over mystery over mystery until the clue comes. His son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
然后这本书在这些之后一再一再的带来一个奥秘又一个奥秘又一个奥秘又一个奥秘最后再把线索给我们就是他的儿子我们的主耶稣基督
as we go on we can see that he allowed some creatures to become independent of God's will and it is described in the first two verses as we saw it is the fall of devil that fell away with one third of the angelic hosts
然后我们在这个创世纪第二节里面所看到的就是神允许了在他的旨意之外还有另外一个自主的旨意然后我们就看到这个恶者的堕落还有三分之一的天使与他一同堕落
unless and until we begin with the beginning of God's heart mind and thought we cannot understand this human phenomena
如果我们不来了解神的心思意念的话就不可能来了解我们刚才所提到的这些现象
we have to begin with the beginning
我们必须回到起初
if we just begin with only creation that it is something is coming into being we'll be confused
如果我们只看到这些被创造的创造之物的话那我们里面就会有很多的迷惑
If we come to the fall of man we will be lost
如果看到人的堕落光光看到这一点会让我们非常的迷失
If only we can busy ourselves to understand salvation, redemption and deliverance dearly beloved We will be boggled and will be going round and round.
如果我们只是一直沉迷在这个得救救恩里面的话，就总是在里面打转。
But when we come and bow down before Him and ask Him to lead us in Him, then we'll know the mysteries and mysteries and the answer to the mystery, the only answer.That is the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们可以有机会俯伏在他面前，他就可以向我们来启示他自己，看到这个答案，所有这些问题的答案就是他的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。
Today's word, dearly beloved, is to set us all on the path of following. Try to understand, dearly beloved, his Son, his significance.His meaning and his comprehension.
所以今天我们所要读的这些话语都是帮助我们来了解他儿子的意义、价值，还有他的所事。
You and I can become worshippers only when we see God revealed in his Son.
我们能够成为一个真正的敬拜者只有在一个条件下面就是看到他启示了他儿子之后
And it will make us so very humble and really low really humble and really low to fall prostrate before him dearly beloved really touching our heads our noses our foreheads to the ground
弟兄姐妹们如果我们了解这件事一定会谦卑下来整个人俯伏在他面前我们的口我们的脸都要贴着地来向他来祈求。
First of all, why should he create?
第一件事，为什么他要创造呢
？And if he created, why should he create man?
那他创造的时候，为什么不是一开始就创造人呢
？He is Almighty, all knowing, all pervading, that is omnipresent, and yet he allowed us to fall.
他是全知全能全在的神为什么他会容许人堕落犯罪呢
But when we see his son
但是当我们看到他儿子
We begin to understand his heart
我们就可以看到他心里面到底是什么
He wants us to understand know him in his heart by our heart
他要让我们来认识他的心意从我们的心里来认识
This is a heart matter, dearly beloved
所以亲爱的蒙爱的这个是关乎我们的心
the heart of God as I've said here many times it is the heart of God which you see turned upside down and inside out on that cross
那我在这里已经跟大家一起看到一再的讲到神的心神的心就在十字架上启示出来从里到外从所有的一切都心里的这个意念都向我们来启示了
And today we would like to see It means he is showing us The depths of his loving heart
所以今天我们也应该有机会可以看到他那个心里面那个爱的深度
As the title is Union Christ the Union
所以今天的题目呢是那与基督的联合
And we see In the beginning we see As we saw The second slide That God appeared to Moses
然后我们可以看到第二个这个
How did he appear?
他怎么样在那里显现呢 向着摩西
A bush that was burning and not consuming
在那里有一个荆棘被烧却没有烧毁
God appeared to Moses
神向着摩西显现
And Moses turned to see what is happening
然后摩西就说我要观看这个异象
But when he saw the Lord said don't come near
但是当摩西去看的时候神却说不要过来
The bush in which I am is not consumed But you, Moses, I am not in you. If you approach, you will be consumed.
那个神要讲的意思，不要进前来，是说你如果进前来，那我不在你里面，你就会被烧毁的。
The Lord warned Moses not to approach him so near.
其实神是要摩西来亲近他的。
Keep a distance.
但是保持一个距离。
Look at me and my revelation. That is what God was telling him.
先来看。我所要向你启示的，这个是神当时要讲的。
I love you. I want to show myself to you. I want to reveal myself to you. But if I come as I am, see, I am, you will be consumed.
我爱你，我愿意来亲近你。但如果我是照着我所是这样来临到你的话，你会被烧毁的。
And what did God say?
神又说了什么呢？
I am the God of your father. See?
我是你父亲的神。
Your father, Amram. His name is Amram.
是亚伯兰，是亚伯拉罕的神。
I am the God of Abraham.
我是亚伯拉罕的神。
I am the God of Yitzhak.
我是以撒的神。
I am the God of Jacob.
我是雅各的神。
Abraham is dead 430 years ago.
在430年前亚伯拉罕已经去世了。
We do not know if Amram was living or not at this time.
亚伯拉罕在那个时候
Yitzhak is dead and gone.
以撒也已经去世了。
Jacob was buried by Joseph.
雅各也已经被约瑟埋葬了。
And God says, I am.
神说我是
I am God of your ancestors
我是你父亲的神
What does it mean?
这句话是什么意思?
They are alive in him
这些人在神里面都是活着的
Because they are alive in him He is the eternal one He doesn't say I was But when they will rise up then I will be No He says I am
他说我是我现在就是不是说我曾经是不是说这些人已经死了然后再找一个时候再复活是说现在我就是他们的神
Anyone God calls and makes his own he makes them eternal
当每一个神呼召来让这些人属他的时候这些人就在那个时候成为永远
they are eternal in soul and spirit not in the body
在灵里魂里已经是永远了虽然那个时候还不是身体
But God being spirit dearly beloved He can say I am their God
但因为神是灵，所以他可以说我是他们的神。
God wants us to know him in his eternality.
所以神是让我们在认识他的时候知道他是永远的神。
Oh dearly beloved, so let us go on, because if I dwell there, it will be going on and on and on.
Then we go, 所以我们要继续往前了。
Yeah, then we go to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 to 10.
现在我们来看提摩太后书的第一章八到十节。
God appeared to Moses.
神向着摩西显现。
And that was the burning bush.
那就是那个被烧着的荆棘的异象。
But what do we read here?
但我们现在读到的是什么？
Let us read together. Very important, dearly beloved.
让我们一起来读，非常的重要。
And the portion which is given here,
在这里所给到我们的章节
the tenth verse, yeah. Pay attention to this Darby translation. It's very important.
所以大家要注意看这个版本，这是达密的翻译。
So it says, therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, or of me, his prisoner.But join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, verse 9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. So dearly beloved, what the saintsAnd the angelic beings and the spiritual beings were worshipping God in Revelation chapter 4:11. That is what is here in Paul's heart according to the Holy Spirit. And he says that according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus, when 2000 years ago, when you and I came to the Lord, no.From all eternity. From, may the Lord open our hearts and minds to understand this word, all eternity, dearly beloved. It's very important.
非常重要。
When you dwell on this, you'll be lost.
在这里能够明白的话，那很好，不然我们就会迷失掉了。就是圣灵借着保罗在这里来启示，虽然当时天使堕落，人堕落，但是呢，是照着他的意志和恩典，这恩典是在万古之先，不是说我们信主那一刻，不是说2000年前主为我们死，是说在永世之前，神已经有这个旨意。
Now this word is very important. Let us read this verse 10.
让我们现在来读第十节。
It is the pivot point, the crux of all that the Lord wants to say.Through the life of dear brother Paul.
这个是神借着我们亲爱的弟兄保罗一生所要讲出他所有心意的一个交汇点。
Let us very carefully read this. But now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus,
才显表明出来了。
Who abolished death and brought life and immortality to life through the gospel.Dearly beloved, there are three words used here as verbs. Revealed, appearing, and to light, brought to light. One act, one person, but there are three things applied to his appearing.
弟兄姐妹们，在我们刚才读的这一节里面，有三个动词。里面就讲到显现、表明，还有彰显，这三个动词都是讲到同一个人，在他一个人身上有这三件事。
God wants to reveal himself.
神要启示他自己。
God wants to manifest himself.
神要彰显他自己。
God wants to expose himself and say, "Look at me. This is who I am."
神要把自己表明出来，让我们看见，说看看我，我就是我所是的。
And when we look at God as He wants us, according to His Spirit, His Word, He will say, look at me, who I am, actually what I am.
所以当我们来看他是在他的话语里面，在灵里看见他的时候，就看见他到底是如何的一位神。
Those who study mathematics and those who study deep physics and those who study deep biology and neurology and all those things, they know that there is something of the being and something of the making that is what of it, what of the matter.
所以如果你是学数学也好，物理也好，生物也好，当你来学习你的那个项目的时候，尤其是研究到这个存在的时候，那个存在里面。
Now,What does Brother Darby translate? But has been, the yellow part, but has been made manifest now by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has annulled death and brought to light life and incorruptibility by the glad tidings, by the gospel. Incorruptibility.
So, in this, 黄色显出来的这个章节里面讲到，就如今是借着我们的主耶稣基督的显现才表明出来，他已经把死废去，是借着这个喜讯将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
The Lord wants us to understand.
主愿意我们明白。
Incorruption in knowing of what God is.
借着这个不能坏的生命，我们可以看到神他所示的。
Incorruption,
不能坏的。
When Christ Jesus appeared, dearly beloved, appeared, the word is funeral, appeared, dearly beloved, revealed himself, made clear in his appearing, that is,Being the word that is being the torch, burning torch. Now you understand why burning in Moses' case? Christ Jesus is the burning torch. He is the burning tree, dearly beloved. And he appeared. The word is, you'd be surprised. This word is in my language. Phanus.Some a lamp in small lamp, but it is actually torch in the original language. So Christ Jesus is the burning torch, dearly beloved, who abolished death and brought life and incorruptibility to light. I mean, to light means what? To bring us to each one of us. What? What did he bring to us? Deathlessness.And incorruption, there are two different things. He brought two things, dearly beloved. Being himself, this is himself. What is himself? Deathlessness and incorruption. We'll understand.
我试一试哈。但如今借着我们的救主耶基督耶稣的显现才表明出来。他已经把死废去，这个表明是他的话。这话里面刚才我们也读到，就是这个荆棘，烧着的荆棘。烧着的荆棘是什么呢？就是我们的主。那我们的主就是那棵树，就是那烧着的荆棘。在弟兄原来的这个语言里面有讲到，有一个词非常准确，就是讲到就像是一个火把一样。所以这个荆棘烧着的荆棘就是主耶稣。在后面讲到把死废去，借着喜讯将不能坏的生命彰显出来。这个不能坏的生命又是什么呢？是彰显出来，是说把它带到我们每个人里面，让我们看到这个不能坏的生命就是他自己啊。他自己里面包含的内容又是什么呢？他自己的里面就讲到他是不可能被废去，不可能有死亡的。
So dearly beloved, we do now begin to understand deathlessness meansWe know very well immortality. That is okay.
所以弟兄姐妹们要知道，没有死亡，就是说它是不能朽坏的。
But what is incorruption?
那什么是不能朽坏的呢？
It is the incorruptibility.
这是那个不能朽坏的特质造成的。
Nothing that is deteriorating can even begin to tarnish that which is incorruptible.
所以任何跟腐朽有关的事情都不能碰着这个不能朽坏的事，不能影响它。
I'll just give you an example.
我给大家一个例子。
You know the big vessels, the big ships that are made, very large ships.
大家记得吗？有一个船被造的非常大。
You know the width or the bulk of the steel sheet that are they are made up of?
大家知道那个船的深度吗？
They are 6 inches at least.Or more bulky, big sheets of metal that the big large vessels are made up of.
这个大的船呢，它的船板都起码是6英尺厚的钢板。
And they have special arc, you know, with which they are cut.
然后他们的切割也是特别的。
And they cut like as if you are cutting the butter.
哦，当切割的时候，这样的钢板甚至就像牛油一样，油被这个火烧一样融开。
For welding with torches like the torches, that they cut it, you know. Sometimes those very efficient, very hot, you understand, plasma almost the plasma temperature, dearly beloved.
所以这个切割的时候用的温度非常的高。
They cannot function.
它的切割为什么能够这么自如呢？
It is shiny steel. Why it's not cutting?
Sorry.
It's a shiny steel. The cutter thinks why it is not cutting? Why is it stopped?
这个这么光滑的钢板为什么切不下去呢？
You know why?
为什么呢？
Very invisible rust is on that steel.
因为在这个钢板里面有看不见的锈。
The rust cannot be seen with naked eyes.
甚至我们的肉眼是看不见的。
Only very great magnification would show it.
只有显微镜或者放大镜才能看得到。
So what do they have to do?
那这个又代表什么呢？
Yeah, they have to cleanse it.
你要先来清洗它。
Only then, when that corruption is removed, only then, those torches will begin to cut.
只有当你把这个朽坏的东西去除之后，这时候切割的工具才开始切割。
God is incorruptible.
神他是不能朽坏的。
There is no corruption in him.
在他里面毫无这个腐朽。
Thousands of devils may fall and sin. Millions and millions of mankind may make sin.They cannot corrupt God.
千千万万的天使堕落或者人堕落都不能来影响我们神他不能朽坏的特性。
In one sense, God cannot allow to any creature to be corrupted. You know that?
或者说神他在他里面是不允许他所创造的朽坏的。
But why did he allow?
那为什么他还是允许它发生呢？
Unless and until you see the darkness, you cannot appreciate light.
如果我们没有看到黑夜，就不会来感激光明。
Unless and until you see the filth, you cannot appreciate cleanliness.
Cleanliness.
Unless and the filth, dirt.
如果你不能了解污秽，就不能了解洁净。
The gem.Or the piece of jewelry is best when it is set against a dark velvet.
我试着来翻译哈。这个钻石的美好要用着这个天鹅绒来衬托的。
Velvet, you know, that is put on the ring that is put on a velvet, black dark velvet. What you call that velvet?
就是钻石要在天鹅绒衬托的下面。
And it looks most beautiful.
看起来那是最美丽的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because that velvet does not refract or deflect light.
因为这个天鹅绒是不反射光的。
Whereas the gem refracts and deflects light. Two actions of the light. Refraction and reflection.
但是宝石呢？ 它就是反射还有折射。
And the Lord wants us to be like that.
神要我们要成为这样。
The Lord wants us to be like that to reflect and refract His light.
对，神让我们不光是反射反映出来，还要折射神他自己的光。
But any corruption will mar it, will make it, you know what, undesirable for God.
所以在这里面，如果有任何的腐朽，那就会成为神所不喜悦的。
He wants his creatures to be just like him.
因为他要他所创造的像他自己一样。
Transparent.
是透明的。
And yet full of light.
啊，虽然透明，但是里面却充满了光。
God is transparent.
神他也是透明的。
And he is full of light. He's the father of lights.
他是
as it is written,In you know James 1:17,
所以在雅各书里面可以讲到神他是众光之父。
So this incorruptibility,
所以他这个不能朽坏的
is exposed, is brought to light in the incarnation of Jesus Christ.
是借着我们耶稣的道成肉身彰显出来了。
Dearly beloved,
对亲爱的蒙爱的。
And then we go to Romans chapter 8.
现在我们来到罗马书第八章。
And what do we see there?
在这里面我们看到什么呢？
In Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
What do we see there?
我们看到什么？
And here we see.
在这里我们看到。
Verse 19 onwards. Let us see.
从第十九节开始。
For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revelation of the sons of God.For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from the slavery of corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. And not only this, but also we ourselves,Having the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body.
受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
God created with His purpose, with His will.
神的创造是因着他旨意而实现的。
In His will, He allowed it to fall and become tarnished.
在他的旨意里面，他允许了。堕落也允许了这个玷污。
That was not an accident.
这并不是一个意外的事件。
It was a very wise plan of God.
这是神那个智慧的计划。
As we heard few Lord's days ago, wisdom cries.
就像我们几天前也听到，智慧要在呼喊，在发声。
Wisdom cries and Allah make means he.The wisdom says, God, the wisdom says, look at me. Look at who I am. Look what I am. Look what I am in the revelation of my son.
所以智慧在那里呼喊说，来看，看我，来注视我自己，来注视我要向你们启示的，我的儿子。
Look at I am and look at my creation, how I have allowed it to fall.
来看，我是我怎样允许了这个堕落的发生
？Because it was given over by God Himself to futility, verse 20.
因为在二十节那里面讲到，这些受造之物浮在虚空之下，乃是因那叫他如此的。
And this futility is very well described, I think, in the third chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes.
所以在传道书第三章。我们特别看到虚空这件事。
Children go to school.
孩子们去学校。
And they learn general science.
他们来学这些科学的。
And they come to know carbon cycle.
Carbon cycle.
Carbon cycle.
嗯，大声点。哦，他们来学习碳循环。
The hydro cycle, the water cycle.
水的循环。
Yes, that it rains.
有这个降雨。
It flows into the rivers.
去到河流。
It evaporates.
然后蒸发。
And clouds are made.
然后有云彩。
And it rains again.
又有降雨。
Cycle, you get it?
大家已经明白了哈，是一个循环。
Oxygen cycle, we learn it, right?
我们也学氧气的循环。
We breathe in,
我们呼吸，
oxygen, exhale,
吸入氧气，然后呼出。
Exhale carbon dioxide.
这个是二氧化碳。
And the leaves breathe carbon dioxide.
然后这个树叶呢就吸二氧化碳。
And they breathe out oxygen.
然后光合作用把这个氧气。
It has been going on.
这就是一个又是一个循环。
To what end?
到什么时候为止？
To what end?
到什么时候
为止？ What is it achieving? What is it getting?
那它到底要成就什么呢？
What is it getting to?
它最后要达到什么呢？
Is there any purpose in this cycle?
在这些循环里面有没有任何旨意呢？
Spring comes.
然后春天来了。
Beautiful leaves.
这些美好的
绿叶。Beautiful flowers.
美好的花草
and all the insects come in summer
然后来到夏天
and they are not worth looking at
然后呢这些树就没有什么可看的了
same old men little children beautiful kids
我们现在看到很多孩子如此的可爱
beautiful puppies
那些宠物小宠物啊这么的可爱
beautiful kittens
kittens 哦猫也是很可爱小猫
yeah all these beautiful creatures beautiful but what
这些美好的美丽的创造物
they die
他们会死亡的
they look up here they look good but they die it's dead get it away it's stinking
这么美丽的一个生命但是死了之后我们说哎呀把它拿走吧都已经有臭味了为什么呢
It's part of the cycle
这也是一个循环之中的
And that is what futility That is futility
这是浮在虚空的下面
This all creation is given over to futility
所有这些受造之物都浮在虚空的下面
Why futility?
为什么虚空呢
Because it says it is corrupted
因为它是朽坏了
All of us, an entire universe, is given over to corruptibility.
不光是我们，整个宇宙都落在败坏的里面。
And the physicists have come up with a good word, entropy.
物理里面还有一个词。
It's the second law of thermodynamics.
哦，就是热力学第二定律，熵是一直在增加的。
Nothing functions at the peak of its efficiency. You know that, right? Nothing.
这些所有的都是慢慢进到紊乱的里面。
You put 100%,
没有任何事可以脱离。
You put 100% energy, you get only 37% of work.
你把100%的能量注入，但你得出来的这个转换的、
The best work,
只有最多90%几了。
The best work you get,
30%几。
Is 37%.
就是人最好的努力，这个能量的转换最高可以转换到30%几。
100 drops of gasoline.
100粒的汽油，滴的汽油。
100 drops of gasoline.
100滴汽油。
But only 37 drops work.
只有37粒能够起作用。
That is what we could say.
这就是
entropy.
Entropy. 这就是熵。
Everything is winding down.
所有的都是一直的衰退。
Winding down.
衰退。
Why?
为什么?
Futility.
虚空。
Therefore.
所以。
Jesus Christ came.
耶稣他来了。
And lived in this futile world for only 33 and a half years.
在这个虚空的世界里面 他活了33年半。
And worked in public ministry only for 3.5 years.
在公开的侍奉里面，他只有3年半的时间。
And you know what?
但大家知道吗？
Remove all futility, incorruption, entropy forever.
他把所有的污秽、所有的腐朽、所有的虚空都去除了，永远的去除。
He is the incorruption.
他就是那不能坏的。
Dearly beloved,
所以亲爱的
蒙爱的。Now this incorruption is now united in humanity.
所以这个不能坏的是在他里面得着一个成就。
Because Christ is the union.
因为基督就是那联合。
Christ is the union of humanity and divinity.
所以耶稣他就是人性跟神性的一个结合。
Dearly beloved,
亲爱的蒙爱的圣徒们。
This God is given to us.
这位神已经赐给我们了。
Now try to understand two words.
大家要了解两个词
，just two phrases actually，
或者说两个讲法。
God the Son，
神儿子
，and Son of God，
神的儿子。
Simple words，
非常简单的
，but very important，
但非常重要。
God the Son is God the Son in the Trinity in Godhead。From eternity to eternity to eternity, all eternity.
第一件事是神那儿子，神那儿子是从永远到永远一直存在的。
And that is given to us, as we read in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 to 10.
然后我们在提摩太后书第一章第八到第十节里面读到他的儿子。
That Christ is given to us, God the Son.
就是神那儿子赐给了我们。
But now, He is the Son of God, becoming man.
现在他是神的儿子，成为了人。
When God the Son became man, He became the Son of God.
当神那儿子成为人的时候，他就是神的儿子。
Therefore, that particular God the Son, you know, God the Son, who is given from all eternity, can unite with us.
所以神那儿子那永远里面的这个生命可以跟我们联合。
Christ the union of God.
基督就是神与人的联合。
Now is the union with man.
他既与神联合也与人联合。
But he is not the union with the fallen man in his fallenness all the time.
但是他却不是与堕落的人来联合。
He came and did the work of atonement.
他来到完成了救赎。
You know atonement.
大家知道这个救赎是什么吗?
If you read it carefully,
如果你仔细读的话,
it is at one man. See?
这是在一个人里面。
See, it is at one man.
啊，是在一个人的里面。
He became one with us.
哦，是在这个合一里面，他与我们成为一。
To make us one with God.
让我们也可以与神。
But removing futility.
但是他却去除了虚空。
And bringing his incorruptibility.
把他那不能朽坏的生命赐给我们。
Dearly beloved, this is Christ the union.
所以，亲爱的蒙爱圣徒们，
Now,
这个就是与基督的联合。我们怎样能够有这个联合
？Okay, we can have that by Philippians 3, verses 8 to 11.
在腓立比书第三章第八到十一节那里面就可以看到。
Now, this is very important, dearly beloved.
所以，亲爱的蒙爱圣徒们，这也是非常重要的。
This was the experience of Saint Paul.
这个是。圣徒彼得他自己的经历
Whether you understand it or not, God is working this in our lives.
不管你明白或者不明白，神已经在我们的生命里面做工了。
But God wants each one of us to become very conscious of this for the rest of our lives.
但神却让我们里面可以认识、意识到这件事，在我们生命的 下面的生命里面，让我们一起来学习。
Now what does Paul say? More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of Christ Jesus. See?
他说不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。大家看到吗？
I count them but rubbish that I may gain Christ.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Dearly beloved,
所以亲爱的蒙爱圣徒们，
you can walk into the president's office and tell him,
你可以进到总统的办公室告诉他，
rubbish
都是粪土。
Yes, you can stand against all the armies of all the world and just say rubbish.
你可以站在这个世界所有的军队面前，
all the beauty pageants
都是粪土，
all the beauty pageants, all the works of arts, all architecture, we name anything, dearly beloved, God has declared it all to be rubbish.
所有那些选美也好，艺术也好，建筑也好，我们都可以说是粪土。
University degrees, PhDs, anything, rubbish.
所有的硕士、博士也好，都是粪土。
You know, now they have come with one thing.
那在这里面有一件事。
They say they have found, they said that it might be wrong.
有人说可能不是这样吧。
They say there is some particle, some atomic particle known as technion. Have you heard anything about this?
有些分子
anyone,
它的名字叫做
T-A-C-H-N-Y-U-N Technion
Technion 它名字叫 Technion
And say this particle may explain the theory of dark matter and dark energy
那这个分子呢在它里面可以显出这个暗物质的特性
And these physicists say that they may be wrongThey may be wrong in this hypothesis.
但是这些物理学家他们所说的这个宣称也可能是错的。
But it explains everything.
但是也解释了一些事。
It explains everything.
解释了所有的事。
But this book says no.
哦，他们觉得解释了所有事，但这本书却不是这么讲。
What is incorruptible and incorruption that God is? It is true. It is fact.And it explains everything.
所以神他自己的不朽坏，这个不朽坏的特性啊，都是事实，而且他也解释给我们。
So here it says, Paul says, all rubbish.
保罗已经在这里讲到，都是粪土。
I count it as awful that which goes in the toilet.
那我是把这些都看成粪土，是应该在马桶里面都冲掉的。
And what does he say? And I may be found in him, not having the righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ's righteousness, which comes from God. That is very important. Verse 10, very important. And verse 11. Learn it by heart. Let this be must be your experience. That I may know him, let us say, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, and being confirmed,To his death.
第九节，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。第十、第十一节非常重要，因为我们在心里面来学习，而且来经历它。第十节，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Why does he say that he must be conformed to his death even after being resurrected with Christ?
为什么保罗在这里会这么讲？他已经与基督一同复活了嘛？后面却讲到要效法他的死。
The death of Christ, not ours. The death of Christ is the end of resurrection.
基督的死是复活的结束。
The death, I'm repeating, the death of Christ is the end of resurrection. End.
我再来重复一次，基督的死是复活的结束。
That brings us back to the cross of Christ.
这把我们带回到基督的十字架。
In that cross of Christ, the corruption is gone, incorruptibility comes, dearly beloved, and you have the power of resurrection 24/7.
就是在十字架上，这个不这个朽坏被除去，不朽坏来到，然后每时每刻每天每日我们都可以来有这个复活的大能。
So this is the true cycle.
这个是那个真正的循环。
All
大家现在了解了吗？
All other natural cycles are futile.
所有自然的循环都是虚空。
But conforming to the death of Christ, consciously every day, every moment of your life,makes up you a person of resurrection power, resurrection life. A man, a woman, a boy, a girl, heavenly being.
Amen. So, when we are free
from futility and incorruption. Okay, go on now.
Thank you. When we are free from futility and incorruption, then we can be every day, no matter if you are man or woman, old or young,来经历这个复活的大能。
Dearly beloved, do you want this consciousness?
所以亲爱的蒙爱圣徒们，你们愿不愿意得着这样的一件事呢？
Do you want this awareness?
你愿不愿意进入这个了解呢？
Having Christ living in you.
就是基督活在你里面。
And you living in Christ.
你活在基督里面。
It starts with repentance.
从悔改开始。
It starts with the experience of new birth.
是从这个经历重生开始。
If you are not born again, you cannot even begin to think or understand.
如果你还没有重生的话，那你根本不可能来了解这件事。
But
开始来认识都不可能。
But having been born by the Spirit of God,
但是如果你是从神的灵而生的话，
This is your spiritual life every day for eternity.
这就是从今天的每日一直到永远成为你属灵的生活。
Oh, dearly beloved, if you are a backslidden Christian, backslide.
Hmm? 对不起，如果有人大声一点，帮助。啊？如果我们是倒退的基督徒。
Got it.
I think she got it.
Oh, she got it. Very good. Okay. So if you are a backslidden Christian, you may not enjoy this.
如果你是一个完美的基督徒，也许你都不会享受这件事。
But once again, 1 John 1:9, the blood of his son Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin and unrighteousness.
但是在约翰一书第一章第九节里面讲到，他的血洗净了我们一切的不义。
Return back.
赦免我们一切的罪。
当他回来的时候， And make this your daily conscious experience.
这应该回来之前，应该这个是我们每日的经历。
Oh, dearly beloved.
亲爱的蒙爱圣徒们。
Let me tell you something very great now.
我现在告诉大家一件
非常伟大的事。I would encourage you to read, dearly beloved.
亲爱的蒙爱的圣徒们，
Gospel of John.
我鼓励大家来读约翰福音。
In Gospel of John, chapter 8,
约翰福音的第八章。
I don't have that here. But you can have it in the Bible.
投影里面，但是大家可以在圣经里面找到，非常的重要。
Something very important.
一些非常重要的事。
Both the 8th chapter of Romans, 8th chapter of John, 8th chapter of Genesis, 8th chapter of Proverbs, you will see.Wonderfully, why God put those things on eight. And I know that the Chinese people consider figure eight to be very fortunate.
我知道中国人来讲对八这个字非常的喜爱。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because eight were saved in that boat. And Noah with his wife.
因为这个八是
Noah with his wife.
挪亚跟他的妻子。
Left his children.
还有他三个孩子。 三个儿子的妻子，一共八个人在方舟里面。
Of the Chinese are the progeny of Noah and his wife after the flood.
所以中国人也是挪亚的后代。
All other men, or mankind,
所有的人
are from Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
都是从闪、含、雅弗。
Antediluvian, in the theological or high language, we call antediluvians before the flood. But these people are the post-diluvian people, that is after the flood.
所以在这个洪水之前之后的人组成是不一样的。
So、
而且刚才讲到约翰福音第八章、罗马书第八章、创世纪第八章、
okay,
还有箴言第八章都是很重要的。
John chapter 8,
约翰福音第八章
verse 21,
第二十一节。
He said therefore again to them, I go away and you shall seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come.
耶稣又对他们说，我要去了，你们要找我，并且你们要死在罪中。我所去的地方，你们不能到。
Unless and until who you know who I am and what I am, you will be futile, you're dead.
除非你知道我是谁，我是如何，不然的话，你们一定要死在罪中。
You'll be the victim of corruption.
你会成为那个败坏的那个后果。
Where I'm, verse 22, where I'm going, you cannot come.
第二十二节，我所去的地方，你们不能到。
The reason he used verse 23, you are from below, I'm from above.
第二十三节，耶稣说，你们是从下头来的，我是从上头来的。
You are of this world, I'm not of this world.
你们是属这世界的，我不是属这世界的。第二十四节。
Verse 24, I said therefore to you that you shall die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am, not don't read that he is added. In the original, it is unless and until you believe that I am, that which appeared to Moses, that great I am, unless and until you believe that I am, you shall die in your sins.
所以第二十四节他说，你们若不信我是基督，必要死在罪中。但这里面他在翻译里面加上了一些词，最初的他的原文是说，除非你相信我是，这个我是就是神向摩西启示的时候所讲的我是，除非我们认识神他自己，那不然我们一定要死在罪中。
Unless and until you know and experience that I am the incorruptible one, no corruption can ever even come into my shadow. You get it?
除非你认识到我是不朽坏的，在我里面没有转动的影儿，没有黑暗，毫无黑暗。除非你认识到这一点，不然你要死在罪中。
What have I been saying to you from the beginning?
这就是我起初向你们所说的。
Verse 26, I have many things to speak to, judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and the things which I heard from him, these I speak to the world. Verse 28, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am, and do nothing on my own initiative, but I speak these things as the Father taught me. Now here in this verse 28 says, you lift me up. This is, you dearly beloved, that resurrection life through the death of Christ. Be the cross, the Lord says, my cross in your life, my death in your life, all the time, dearly beloved. That which Paul taught in Philippians 3 verses 10 and 11, the Lord is saying in short here, unless that you lift up the Son of Man. This must be the experience. Philippians 3, 10 and 11 must be the daily experience, daily awareness, daily consciousness of the believer. Then you will know that I am He. I do nothing. And therefore he says, you will know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This is the truth. Not Christ that came, not the history of Christ, but the Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Christ in you, in his finished work, the Christ in you, in me, dearly beloved, in all his crucifixion, his suffering, his death. Then and then, Paul says, that I may reach the resurrection from among the dead. That is it. Read it. Chapter 3 of Philippians. That I may reach the resurrection from among the dead. See? In order, verse 11. In order that I may attain to the resurrection.
Sorry. Maybe wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe wait
Sorry.
A little
yeah.
bit. 好，从第二十六节开始。第二十六节，我有许多事讲论你们，判断你们，但那差我来的是真的。我在他那里所听见的，我就传给世人。然后二十八节，所以耶稣说：“你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督，并且知道我没有一件事是凭着自己做的。我说这些话，乃是照着父所教训我的。”所以在这里面提到这个举起的主，就是复活的主。他的生命可以在我们里面每时每刻，就像腓立比书第三章第十节第十一节里面所讲到的，举起来的主，这个受死的主，还有复活的主，必须我们每天来认识来经历，然后我们可以得着这个真理。在这里面我们就可以经历基督在我们里面成了有荣耀的盼望，而且他的死和复活也是这样让保罗有这么一个盼望，他说或者我也得以从死里复活。
In this manner, we understand, that is the second paragraph in that the page I gave you. Oh yeah, that is there, right. This one. So dearly beloved, this is it, that with all his divine significance, meaning and comprehensiveness, when we get Christ in his significance, in his meaning, and in his comprehensive understanding, dearly beloved, the Holy Spirit reveals him to our hearts.
所以当圣灵把基督他的意义、他的价值、他的认识摆在我们里面的时候。
And remember that the church is nothing but the union of Christ with the living individual believers.
这个时候我们就能认识到什么是教会呢？教会就是当我们这些信他的人跟基督、跟神有一个鲜活的联合的时候。
And when we live in this union awareness, dearly beloved, we will be triumphant Christians.
当我们意识到这件事，而且活在这个联合里面的时候，我们就成为一个真正的基督徒。
We will not have to drag ourselves to be victorious.
我们也不需要夸口自己的得胜，因为他在我们里面。
So may we all know, may the Lord bless us.
就愿意我们都认识，也愿意神来祝福我们。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.